Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 99.
Wolf, what a
bear podcast.
We're gonna wear black spandex.
Okay, here are bear events.
Bears and cubs.
Either way, you're gonna be gay.
With so many topics that we covered today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex-Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another bears, cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new edition of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard.
And this is ex-Cali Bear.
Yes, and we're in Texas.
We're in Texas.
I'm in the suburbs of Houston.
And I'm in the suburbs of Dallas.
Yes, and we're doing this via Skype.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And, oh, by the way, plug about the Skype. The free long distance will end December 31st. So
okay. Use it while you can, people.
Yeah. If you guys are using Skype. Anyway, so, yeah, so what's going on? What's up with you, Roy?
Well, I'm right now in the middle of what's known in the retail world as Hell Week. which is basically the last bout of shopping before, you know, Christmas comes, and we're entering a rare period that only happens once every 6 years, which is called Super Saturday. Is coming up this week.
And oh yeah, that's the weekend before Christmas.
The weekend before Christmas. It's a very rare occurrence. It happens once every 6 years. So we're, woo boy, we're like, oh boy. The thing, though, that is making us crack up is there's all these weather reports coming out that we're about ready to get hit with this massive storm that's supposed to hit on this weekend. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I got a call back from my mom saying that it reached 32 degrees back home in the San Francisco area. And from understanding, it's snowing in Nevada right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. So if this hits us this weekend, there's a possibility of roads being shut down in Dallas. And if that's the case, our store might get shut down, and I can just hear the heart attack that my district manager is having already. Mm-hmm. If our store gets shut down on the weekend before Christmas.
Well, good for you. You have exciting, exciting
week. For a dull moment, yes. What about you? Yeah. What are you up to?
Well, let me see. Just this week, I've been busy with work, and it's dying down. And yeah, we'll talk about more of that later. But yeah, let's talk about last weekend. What happened?
Last weekend, I actually got a weekend off. Can you believe it? They gave me a whole weekend off. I didn't work at all. So
what?
So I took full advantage of that. And Chris and I went out to Fort Worth. And we met up with Troy, better known as AZBear63, on LiveJournal. We finally met. And Troy and I have been talking for a while. Met through STP Bear. And we've finally got to hang out with each other. We went and had lunch at Uno's Pizzeria and looked around downtown, went into this extremely yummy chocolate shop there. And what was the name of the square, Chris?
Sundance
Square. We were at Sundance Square. Mm-hmm. And there's this great chocolate shop called Chocolat that specializes in German-style chocolate. And to die for, especially since they had sugar-free chocolate there. So I got to gorge a little bit on chocolate, and it was so worth it. It was great.
Wow.
But got to hang out, relax, met a new friend, had a good time on Sunday. Well, actually, we'll get to what we did on Sunday a little bit later. But after what we did on Sunday, I received a special early Christmas gift from Chris. I got the here comes my geek moment. I got the 4-disc special edition of The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, I saw that this evening. Yeah, it's out. Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet, and I'm dying to see all the deleted footage. I love this film, and I can't wait to watch it, but I just haven't had time because of work.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend?
Let me see. Actually, I spent the whole time just shopping.
Woohoo! Oh yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, I've been doing some shopping last weekend, and I got to finish what I needed to do, and well, it's good. And actually, I was supposed to watch Charlotte's Web. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later.
Yeah.
I was supposed to watch it, but it takes an hour to get to to Houston, and then I just couldn't get there in time to meet my friend. So I ended up hanging out with Jeff D in Texas. If you guys out there chat with him in the Bear411, Jeff D in Texas. I hanged out with him that Saturday, and he lent me a copy of Caligula.
Oh dear God, the movie with Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, So okay, we went over.
I haven't even seen that movie yet. What the hell? Oh my God! If there's any listeners out there who know me that live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and owns the movie Caligula, could I please borrow it? Because I'm dying to see this film, and I don't want that crappy 90-minute theatrical cut. I want the full 160-minute version that will make you shit your pants and have to take a shower afterwards because you can't believe what you saw. I have to see this movie to believe it.
Yeah, last Saturday, yeah, we went over to my place and we watched it and DVD, and it's very bizarre, very bizarre.
Does it live up to its reputation for being as controversial as they say it is?
If it was filmed in 79, I think, mm-hmm. and back then, it's X-rated, definitely.
Yeah.
It talks about, of course, Caligula. I heard about this from my ex before, and I just kept hearing about it, and sure enough, Jeff had a DVD. Okay, why don't you watch it? Okay, sure. So we watched it. It's really X-rated. It's more straight X-rated, but there was one scene wherein a guy is sucking off a guy, and that's the only gay scene that I saw there. Mm-hmm. And many of the guys there are very impressive. They have big shoes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Caligula was fucking nuts to begin with, uh-huh. I mean, historically speaking. But yeah. When I heard that they were pretty blunt in this movie, I was like, well, how blunt? And I started hearing, I need to ask you, is it true that there's a scene where he rapes this woman and then turns around and fists her husband?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
The woman is supposed to be a virgin, so he fucked her. It's the first time he was able to do a virgin, and she ended up bleeding. Oh, you are a virgin, okay? And then
God.
Looked at the husband, and maybe you're a virgin too.
Oh my God!
Slapped in some grease. I don't know what it is. Some lard, I think, on his ass, and really fisted him with his ring on.
Ow!
Yeah, he was wearing his he was wearing his Caesar. He's a Caesar, Caligula Caesar, and he mm-hmm. of course he. The Caesar wears a ring, and he fisted him with that ring on. Oh God, it was painful to look at. I was squirming.
Because the stuff that I know about Caligula from history is that he appointed a horse to some cabinet post. He fucked his sister regularly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he conducted all these mass orgies and had bizarre ways of torturing and slaughtering people, and basically it ended with him being killed.
Yeah, being killed by his officers, because you know he's really demoralizing. I think it's very demoralizing to your people, to your subordinates, if you fuck their wives.
Yeah,
so that's pretty much the story that I understand from that movie, and it's really bizarre, and it was actually picked up by Penthouse because no one else wants to fund it. So and I also saw part of the documentary on the making of Caligula. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they were explaining what happened, and it was interesting. So if you get the chance to rent it somewhere or be able to buy it, yeah, you should check it out. Caligula.
I'm curious. I know Chris, when I was describing the movie to him, what I've heard about the movie and stuff, he's just like, oh, I don't know if I want to see that. But I've been curious for a while. My friend Cindy Kennard, she once rented the movie, and she said that she literally had to take a shower afterwards, and it almost felt like she said she wanted to grab a loofah and scrape the first 5 layers of skin off her body just because she felt that dirty after watching Caligula.
Yeah, if you guys are gonna watch it, it's just really just have an open mind and be ready for straight sex and which I don't know. I haven't seen straight sex for a long time, so I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, that was my weekend. Thank you, Jeff, for introducing Caligula into my life. Oh God. Okay, so Jeff, you're listening to this. I'm going to hit you. Okay. Yeah, but it was an eye opener. But anyway, yeah. Since we're on the topic of movies, yeah. So yeah, tell me about Charlotte's Web. You got to see it last weekend, didn't you?
I got to see Charlotte's Web. Yeah, and this was a precious childhood memory of mine. Actually, I grew up with the book Charlotte's Web, so I was very skeptical about this movie, because I mean, I like the animated version, but not too long ago I recently rewatched the animated version, and it's not as good as it was when I was a child. Yeah, I think it's definitely one of those movies where if you're a child, sure, it's a lot of fun and everything, but when watching it as an adult, it seems too schmaltzy, and the musical numbers just come off as too forced and everything, and it gets a little gay when Debbie Reynolds starts speaking, and you have Paul Lynn as Templeton the Rat. It says crunchy. You know, it's dated. Plus, you got the Brady kids singing the song Charlotte's Web, so it's just very gay and dated and everything. So I went to go see this movie, and I've got to say, I absolutely loved it. It's very faithful to the book. I mean, they do add some elements in there that is much needed. They add some breaks from the schmaltziness of the story that's a lot of fun and very well written, actually, and seamlessly blended into the story to make it seem like it was actually part of the book originally. And the voice casting is very, very good. Julia Roberts is excellent as the voice of Charlotte. She has a very motherly tone to her voice. And Steve Buscemi is great as Templeton the Rat. Oprah Winfrey's in the movie, Cedric the Entertainer, John Cleese, Robert Redford, Kathy Bates, Reba McEntire, Andre Benjamin from Outkast. I mean, and of course Dakota Fanning. It's literally an all-star cast. And usually when they do an all-star voice cast like that, it can get but everyone was very well cast. Oprah Winfrey is in the movie. And it's just a very good voice cast. They picked everybody to do the voice as well. And it's a great story. It's a great adaptation of it.
I guess it's okay to have an all-star cast like that, since they don't have to pay for their costumes. And they don't have to act. Yeah, so I guess it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. One of the great things about the movie is the special effects, because some people, you know, will go see this and go, okay, well, this movie wouldn't have been made if it hadn't been for Babe. And I guess you could say that's true, because, yeah, Babe is what really launched that whole talking animal technology. But the special effects inside Charlotte's Web are very good. They put the special effects in Babe to shame, especially the effects on Templeton the Rat. There were some points in the movie you honestly could not tell if it was computer animated or live action. And the same thing with Charlotte, the spider. It was a very well-detailed spider and looked like a real spider, and they did a very good job. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to figure out how they made the horse faint. This is a great effect in the movie where he does a faint, and it's not like the horse is laying down on the ground or anything. It's a flat-out faint to the side. And after it happens, it's a very funny sight gag, and at the same time, I'm going, how the hell did they do that? And when a movie special effect makes me say that, then that really grabs my attention. So if you're a fan of the book, I definitely would recommend seeing Charlotte's Web. You won't be disappointed.
Actually, last Saturday, I was supposed to, like I said earlier, I was supposed to watch that, but I didn't get to.
Watching the Caligula.
I ended up watching Caligula. Oh.
Wow, you were going to go see you were going to go see Charlotte's Web and wound up watching Caligula. What a leap!
Yeah, well, the same guys, Garen Andrew, friends of mine, we planned to watch something else on Sunday, so we ended up watching Aragorn.
How is that?
Aragorn is, well, okay. All I can say is the special effects are great. I mean, you know, the dragon, riding the dragon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, that's the only thing that is good there.
I'm going to be honest and say that when I saw the trailers for this movie, it really didn't grab my attention. And I'm going, I don't know.
What's bad about it is the dialogues. Mm-hmm. The dialogues were really terrible. And I don't know who wrote it. The script writer, the script really, really sucks. I mean,
well, I think the book was written by a teenager it was based on. So,
okay,
that helps.
And the plot, mm-hmm. the plot is very familiar. Think of this. You know, a farm boy going to, you know, being the chosen one, saves a princess, and being guided by an old mentor.
Oh, yeah, that's original.
The old mentor dies, and he joins the rebellion.
Oh, yeah, that's original. Yeah, that practically describes every single sword and sorcery film ever made.
No, actually, it's more like a fantasy, a sci-fi show, a sci-fi movie that Chris knows a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. It's just like that. Imagine, you know, a farm boy saving Princess Leia. You know, I don't know. It's just a very familiar plot, and you really can't avoid comparing it to Lord of the Rings, because Lord of the Rings really set the level very, very high up, that anything that is less than that is really far behind.
It definitely set the bar when it comes to mm-hmm. stories like and movies like that. So
yeah, so well, it's really a kids movie. That's all I can say. It's really a kids movie, and if any of you guys have kids, take your kids to watch it. I guess.
Well, Charlotte's Web is basically a kids film too, but it touched my fucking heart, for Christ's sake. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was bawling at the end of the film, and
really?
So was Chris. Yeah, so. And well, it's a touching story, so it's got a very touching ending to it too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's
yeah.
But like I said, when I saw the trailer for Aragorn, it really didn't tickle my fancy, and I was just like, skip it.
Yeah, probably I'll watch that during the week, or maybe when I'm in Maine or something. Oh yeah, this coming week I'll be in Maine.
You gonna go have some lobster?
Maybe. Probably, yeah, because the last time I was there, I got to try a pound and a half, 1.5 pounds, yeah. 1.5 pounds of a lobster, and it's pretty big, yeah.
Yummy.
So we'll see. I'm not worried about, I'm excited about that, but I'm worried about the weather. It's going to be snowing there, I think. Oh, God.
Yeah, the weather's very unpredictable right now, so.
Yeah. Actually,
I mean, there's a possibility of us having a white Christmas in Texas on Christmas. So
yeah, this Wednesday, I'll be flying there and meet up with Mike. Actually, Mike's gonna come here tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and then the next day we'll fly very early, we'll go to Maine, and from there I don't know, it's gonna be very cold. I need a couple of layers of clothes. I have to do laundry tonight. And then, what's funny is, I'm going to bring some Family Reunion DVDs that I filmed last year. And
oh, really?
And there were videos of us in the water holes and in the river right there, where people jump in the water, very cold water. And there was this shot, there's this video where Mike was, you know, climbing down a ledge and his butt crack was showing. So, and then I guess the family's gonna see that. I didn't edit it out, so it's gonna freak them out. So I'd have to see what the family's gonna say about that. So we'll see. Yeah, so that's gonna be my week, and we'll be back Sunday, the Christmas Eve. Yeah, Christmas Eve. We'll be back Christmas Eve. So, and how about you? What any plans for this holiday?
Well, our plans is. We're going to, of course, be spending our first Christmas with each other, so we're going to be unwrapping the gifts and whatnot and doing all that. And, excuse me, After that, we're going to go to the movies. We're going to go see Dreamgirls, which opens nationwide on Christmas Day. So we're going to do that. And possibly we might go see another movie, too. We are debating whether or not to go see Black Christmas on Christmas Day, because I just think it's deliciously blasphemous to see a serial killer movie on Christmas Day where the serial killer is killing people on Christmas. So we're still debating about that. Then after that, we're going over to Chris's parents' house. We're having a ham dinner. And then after that, we're going to come home and spend some nice quality time with each other. And Chris wants to say something real quick.
We're going to celebrate the birth of the Jew by eating ham.
Okay.
My partner, the card. He's got a point.
It's kosher.
Oh, yeah, kosher ham. Yeah, that's a contradiction in terms. Is this bacon kosher?
And then,
but no.
And then you guys can watch Caligula.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, Caligula. But in all seriousness, we're going to, like I said, we're going to go over, have ham dinner, and then afterwards we'll probably go out driving around looking at the Christmas lights in the area. We actually passed by yesterday the Trinity Broadcast Network, and if anybody is familiar with the Trinity Broadcast Network, imagine Jim and Tammy Faye Baker to the extreme. There's this woman that is involved with the Trinity Broadcast Network, and her name is Jan, and she's got hair that's higher than – basically, imagine the drag queen Lady Bunny, except a real woman and a holy roller, and you have Jan.
Mm-hmm.
That's that type of a scary image. So we went by the Trinity Broadcast Network last night and saw all the big giant light displays that said Happy Birthday Jesus and everything, and we're like, oh God. So we'll probably be doing more of that in the evening as well. So just spending a nice relaxing night before I have to go in on the day after Christmas and experience the hell that is the day after Christmas at work.
I hope you're okay to record that night though.
I actually purposely put in – I told a little white lie. Shh.
Okay.
I purposely told work that I could only work till 5 o'clock on the day after Christmas because Podshow's doing a live special day after Christmas show.
Oh, okay.
So
they don't know what that means. So
they're like, okay.
They might be listening to this. Your boss, your bear boss might be listening to this.
Ooh. Oh, if he is listening to it, he's got some splaining to do.
He might be PLU.
Oh, you never know.
People like us.
Yeesh. He might be on the DL.
All right, I have an article here that I got from 365 Gay. It's about New Jersey civil unions, which may become law late this week. Yeah, it's Trenton, New Jersey. The New Jersey governor, John Corzine, said Monday that his legal team is reviewing the civil unions bill passed last week by the legislature and hopes to sign it late this week, possibly on Thursday. So we're talking about, I think a few months back, we were talking about in the show about New Jersey passing this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's funny is already a number of mayors have warned they won't take part in civil unions. They don't want to do the ceremonies with these guys. And
I guess they don't want to be mayor anymore then.
Yeah. Legal experts have told the governor that although mayors can refuse to perform ceremonies if they conduct marriages, but refuse civil unions, they could be prosecuted under the state's human rights law. So, how double-sided are they, huh? Yeah, so I think it's really fucked up on their side. I'm sure that the mayors are just simply playing safe because it's like damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Damned if they don't, yeah.
If they are against civil unions, the GLBT community will not support them, yeah, understandably. And if they are for civil unions, the non-GLBT community will not support them. So that's just what I think. And sure enough, where else will they go? I mean, they'll just go on the safe side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'm wondering if there are people in New Jersey would start lining up the same way they did in San Francisco.
Most likely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a funny feeling there'd probably be people who moved to New Jersey because of this, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden there'll probably be this max exodus for New Jersey. And who would have thought that of all states, New Jersey?
Yeah, that's true. And I remember in California, there in San Francisco, did you ever go to the court there or not? Yeah.
Well, it was happening during IBR.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The year that it happened, it was happening during IBR. So, you know, it was all over the place. And I know quite a few bear couples who during IBR got married over there in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My friends James and Daniel, they got married. I think I posted the picture of them a few months back. It was just June. They got married June 17th. Of course, it's not recognized here in Texas, but still, it's an exchange of vows between the two of them, and they're planning to go to Canada to really get married because, you know, Canada, they allow same-sex marriage there.
See, Canada and the rest of the world are up and hip and with it and realizing that the world is changing and that they, you know, that we need to, you know, it's like Bob Dylan said, the times, they are changing, and we need to keep up with the times. And for some reason, we've yet to wake up to that.
Yeah. Well, Texas, the state we are living in. Oh, gosh.
Especially this state. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Oh, well. So, any of you guys out there in New Jersey, are you planning to get civil unions? Hmm? And, well, that could be interesting do so. Yeah, let me know.
And if you have bridal registry, let us know where you're registered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I have a bear here from Santa Ana, California. He goes by MexCub78. His name is William. Yes, he's going to be in La Fiesta de los Osos 2007 in Tucson. And he's going to be in International Bear Rendezvous, IBR 13, in San Francisco. Okay, let me read his profile. From Santa Ana, California. 6'1", 230, black hair, brown eyes, mustache, goatee. Happily partnered, looking to meet new friends. I love to party and have a good time, and especially like to get in front of a crowd and dance my ass off. So hard. If you happen to see me and around, don't be too shy to say hi. Okay, so yeah, check him out at MexCub78. He's going to be there at La Fiesta de los Osos. And that's one of the events I'll be talking about later. Okay, so yeah, check him out. MexCub78. All right, guys. Don't forget about the raffle that we're going to do on Christmas Day. It's the Bear Films raffle, and all you have to do is send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and you can put the subject line, Bear Films Video, to win Fur Frenzy, the video, yeah, it's a porn video. And if you want to win a calendar, put a subject line, Bear Films Calendar. Yeah, we'll do the drawing on December 25th, and we'll announce the winners on episode 100. All right, it's time for events, guys. Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend, January 12th to 14th in Washington, D.C. The weekend celebration, which now includes two evening dances, a leather exhibit hall, and many other exciting elements, has been preserved by the men of the Centaur Motorcycle Club, entering its 37th year in 2007. Leather Weekend has been sustained by the Washington community, a multitude of leather Levi clubs and supporters from all over the world. So yeah, check out the website at www.leatherweekend.com. La Fiesta de los Osos 2007. Yes, it's in Tucson, Arizona, January 12th to 15th. A winter bear gathering in the warmth of the desert sun. Yes, it's La Fiesta number 11. Family-friendly festival of fur, fun, friends, Feasting, Frolic, and Fellowship. Too many apps. Yeah, I'd like to go there once. I've never been to Bear Run there. Yeah, so yeah, there's plenty of room for more bears to register for Fiesta, and plenty of rooms left in the host hotel. I think they're only allowing 300 registrants, so better register soon, guys. Okay, so let me see what's up with them. The fee includes an embroidered Fiesta t-shirt, food on Friday evening, Saturday banquet and entertainment, and Sunday supper. An optional polo shirt of the same design will be available. An additional fee will be requested from attendees who do not stay at the host hotel and wish to participate in breakfasts and or happy hours, to be paid at the time of service. So yeah, check out their website at www.botop.com. Okay, I'll put the link on the website. Okay, so now back to the show. All right, time for shout-outs.
Woohoo!
Okay, so shout-out to John Icarus JJ on LiveJournal. Maybe you've seen him online, Roy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just passed the certification, so congratulations. I just saw it, him posting in LiveJournal. And I got a few responses from our last episode about the video games thing. So Luke Baca, yeah, shout out to Luke Baca. He's also in LiveJournal. So he says here, the part about PS3 games being incomplete is false.
Really? That, yeah. I've heard differently. So
yeah, so I don't know. Okay, so let me read on. Obviously he's a game geek, I guess. So there was one racing game, Gran Turismo title, and that was in development, and it was going to utilize microtransactions to download the tracks, cars, and custom upgrades. But production has since been halted. Everything completed for the title so far will be released free of charge on the PlayStation Network. So what I did mention about it, like Windows, wherein it provides updates from time to time. When you see a bubble on your desktop saying updates are available, and then you click on it and you download it. Same thing, I guess, here with the games, and most of the games in PlayStation 3, you download any updates or any bug fixes. Yeah, so I guess it's okay. I mean, I don't see any problem with that, and that's the new technology now with software, that they provide updates to you online without you knowing, so which is good. And I'm sure the Wii also does that, you know. And another person who posted about that is Aris Bronwyn. And apparently he plays the PSP and DS Lite. I've never tried a PSP before. I tried it once, but I've never had one. I never played videos on it. So anyway, I'd like to try that one of these days. Anyway, yeah, okay. So shout out to Aris Bronwyn and to Luke. Okay, so... Yeah, who else? Let me see. Oh, Jim Larson. Jim is he handles the Bear Albany. He in Albany, New York, and he did the Santa Speedo Sprint. And the link's on the website. And what's funny was he posted it on his LiveJournal that they were on CNN Live. They were covered.
Oh, how funny!
Oh yeah, you could see these guys. In Speedos, you could see Jim running around with the Santa hat and Speedos and rubber shoes, I guess. And they were running, sprinting a half kilometer, I think. And they were running about 20 of them, I think. I don't know how many they are. And he was interviewed by CNN. Yeah, so.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, I'll post the link on the website on that CNN, coverage. And he's very woofy. He's very woofilicious. And he was running around with Speedos. It's so cute. Yeah, and actually, Jim was Wolf with a Bear feature sometime last year, I think. Yeah, I think so. Well, a few months ago. I don't remember. It's been a long time. But yeah, shout out to Jim. Good job. And it's a benefit for, I forgot, I'll probably post the details on the website.
Cool.
And one more, last one for me is Sotiris from Greece. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year too. He sent me a greeting card online. Yeah, he's the one who provides the pictures and graphics for a Bear Podcast. Yeah, so yeah, Merry Christmas, Sotiris. And he goes by Adobe, and he's the one who provides the pictures, and he does a great job. He gave me some audio files before and some video files. So yeah, thank you, Sotiris. Okay, so how about you, Roy?
I have a few. I actually have three shout-outs, and then I also have them, I guess you could say, in memorial or memoriam. Something that I was just recently sent to me, and it's kind of a shock, so I'll get to that in a minute. First, I want to give out my shout-outs, of course, to Troy. It was great meeting you this past weekend, and I hope to see you again really soon. And, yes, as soon as we are going out to Central Market, we will let you know so that way you can come with us to make your cheese run. he's looking for Asiago cheese, and we told him Central Market has at least 15 different versions. So his eyes got big, and he got excited, and he looked like a little kid on Christmas. So, yeah, we'll have to take him to Central Market. Also want to give a shout-out to the Nintendo Freak from the Don and Drew community. I wanted to thank him for the gift cards that he sent Chris and I. I don't know where we got these gift cards. Mm-hmm. Chris got one for GameStop, and I got one for Best Buy, and thanks to the Nintendo Freak, now I own the movies Shaun of the Dead and Blazing Saddles. So thank you so much for that. And finally, got to have the Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah. That's
and funny. Finally, a shout-out, because he twisted my arm to do it, to Ricky of Foul Monkeys and to his delicious Christmas ham-like ass.
Ooh!
Just wanted to say happy holidays to him, and I hope he's doing well out there in Florida. Now, on a sad note, I just got this in the email. You're familiar with the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, correct?
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe Barbera died today. He's responsible for the creation of Tom and Jerry, Yogi Bear, and the Flintstones. He died at home of natural causes today. He was 95 years old, and I'm pretty sure everybody's been touched by something Hanna-Barbera done, and it's kind of ironic that this has happened, because we were talking about Charlotte's Web earlier, and the Charlotte's Web movie, was the original one that was animated, was made by Hanna-Barbera. So, as you say here, he died of natural causes in his home with his wife, Sheila, and I think him and his partner in crime, Bill Hanna, will always be remembered for everything that they've done in the world of animation, and he'll be missed.
I grew up with Hanna-Barbera cartoons too. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's it, huh?
Anything else?
That's it. Okay, so yeah, we'll wrap this up. Okay, so guys, if you get the chance, send me your comments at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
And you can email me at xcalibear@gmail.com as well.
All right. Okay. So leave your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
And leave me voice messages and we'll play it in the show. Visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Visit the MySpace page, myspace.com/bearpodcast. And you can subscribe via iTunes. Just look for Bear Podcast in the iMusic store.
Woohoo.
All right, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you for your time. And Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Yule. Yeah, Happy Yule, because Yule is going to come up very soon, right? Yeah,
it's coming up very soon. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends out there, and to all Weird Al Yankovic fans, Happy Weasel Stomping Day. And
oh, don't forget, by the way, December 22nd, Global Orgasm Day. Remember that?
Yes.
Everybody should reach orgasm on that day, okay? So don't forget. Yeah, and think world peace, okay?
Yes. Send that positive energy out into the world for world peace as you're coming.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, thank you, everyone. Many wolves and many hugs.
Feliz Navidad.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.